Researchers from Bay State Medical Center called medical and surgical specialists in Boston and in three other U.S. cities to make an appointment for a fictional patient in a wheelchair who cannot transfer without help from the chair to an exam table. 22% of the 256 practices contacted said they could not see the patient, according to Dr. Tara Lagu, who led the study.
I'm hoping the study is a first step in improving awareness about the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Just 9 practices could not accommodate the patient in the wheelchair because the building is not accessible. More common was the inability to transfer the patient to a table in order to perform an exam. Gynecology had the highest rate of inaccessible practices at 44%.
We really gleaned that many of the practices were unaware that refusing to see the patient was a violation of federal law, because if they knew they were violating federal law, they would have never told us the reason.
The original research is reported in an article in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine. Lagu, the lead author, said the survey results provide one possible explanation for disparities in health care observed between people who use wheelchairs and the more able-bodied. The medical offices contacted by the researchers were located in Boston, Dallas, Houston, and Portland, Oregon. The specific practices were not identified in the article.
The point of the study is not to single out any specific doctors. Rather, the point of the study is to identify that there's a system problem, that across the board, there's a problem with accessibility to all different kinds of doctors in all different places across the country.
Martina Carroll, systems advocate at the Stavros Center for Independent Living in Amherst, said she was pleased a majority of the doctors contacted by the researchers would make the appointment for the patient in the wheelchair.
It's been a long-term problem for people with disabilities.
Carroll said the disabled often go without critical medical care because of physical barriers in doctors' offices.
To get almost any kind of test done, patients are often told they have to bring a family member with them to help them transfer onto the table. And I find that absurd. Accessible equipment is not a secret, and it's been around and it's been required by the ADA. And it's just hasn't been enforced.
The team of researchers at Bay State, led by Dr. Lagu, discovered that even at the practices that would make the appointment for the patient in the wheelchair, more than half plan to transfer the patient from the wheelchair to the exam table without the use of a lift.
That's risky for the patient and it's risky for the staff. Nurse aides have the third highest rate of injuries, of occupational injuries, of anyone. This is after tractor-trailer drivers and material movers. Nurses' aides have the highest rate of occupational injuries. And one of the main reasons that they have so many occupational injuries is that they're lifting heavy patients like this.
The Americans with Disabilities Act does not specify standards for exam table accessibility. Those requirements are expected to be spelled out in regulations that will be written later this year for the Affordable Care Act. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.